as the Bochum are going home for the summer. So one of the halachas, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuflun Hey, every day after a person finishes davening, he should make sure that he learns something that day. The Shulchan Aruch says in those days they used to learn, the Beis HaKnesses was separate from the Beis HaMedrash. So a person should leave the Beis HaKnesses and go directly to the Beis HaMedrash to learn something for that day. He should have a Kviyas Itim. He should have a set amount that he learns every day. Preferably he should be at a set time. If he cannot do it at that time, he should do it. Make sure he gets that amount of learning in sometime later on in the day. Even if he can't learn his regular amount of time, let's say in the morning, today, he should learn at least one halacha before he leaves the shul. The Shulchan Aruch says he should learn at least something every single day, and each person should learn by day and by night. The person should learn something at least by day and by night. A person goes to Mincha Maariv. So in Mincha Maariv, there's some type of learning going on. So he gets something in the evening. He learns something in the morning. He has learned something at least every single day. He has learned something. What should he learn? So the Mishabur makes a list of what he should learn, which for those Balabatim only have 3 or 4 hours a day to learn Nebuch every day. So he makes a list of what they should cover. He says if you have less time than that, obviously that was like the Balabas Nebuch. You only have 3 or 4 hours a day to learn, right? But the person should at least cover some type of halacha. He should be learning a kol hashana halacha b'chayyim. The person learns halacha, so he has to learn halacha every day. And a person should be learning some type of limud, which is engaging his mind, some type of iyun limud. A person should try to get some type of iyun limud of Gemara. Then he says he mentions Tanakh, a person should be learning Mavre Sedra, and a person should be learning something from the Mishnah. So a person has four areas he should be learning, and then he says the fifth one is a person should learn from Musar every day. A chizuk, especially over the summer, a person should be learning a little bit of Musar every day, opening up a Musar Sefer, of Silsa Shorim, or more of a modern Sefer, something which he finds speaks to him. And use that time. He says, even if a person is not proficient at learning, spending time in the Beis Medrash, just sitting in the Beis Medrash, just sitting there, you get scarred for sitting in the Beis Medrash. Being part of the Beis Medrash, even a person comes in for 2 minutes, he sits down in the Beis Medrash, he's accomplished something. He hasn't learned the word. He sat in the Beis Medrash, has accomplished something. Obviously, if he was there and he listens into somebody else learning, he accomplishes something. The last point, the Bir Locha says, if a person could learn as part of a chabura, it's even better. As opposed to learning individually, a person can join a group which is learning, that gives it, there's a special siyata d'shmaya. Hashem loves the fact that a tzibur is getting together to learn Torah. There's a special ha'oris panim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person learns that also. So that every day over the summer, a person can make sure that he hops around every day of the whole year. But during the year, you have your school, so that gives it to you. But over the summer, you're not going to have that automatically. So a person has to take it into his hands. I want to thank everybody for enjoyed very much saying the Dvar Halacha every morning. I hope you took something out of it. And we're looking forward to beginning again next year. Have a wonderful summer.
One message, an answer, please.